A lunch aide from the state of Colorado actually paid students to beat up a fourth grader because that fourth grader called her a bitch.
And apparently, according to my daughter also, bitch is a bad word.
So never say bitch?
Never.
Never, ever. So when was the last time someone got pissed off at you, and what was it that you did that got them so upset? 206-803-ROCK. Migs, someone on hold broke someone's arm.
Oh, boy.
And it did not go over very well.
Oh,
we're gonna
shocking.
Get to that story in just a moment. But first, Alan from Seattle, when's the last time someone got pissed off at you, and what was it you did that set them off?
So I was working my last job, and I was just kind of minding my own business, and this guy just kind of walked up to me, like, probably got 5 feet away from my face, and just goes, "Why is it that every time I come in here, you give me this look like I killed your effing grandma?"
What look were you giving?
I don't know. I was just... I guess I have resting bitch face, and, you know, I hated my job, but... That was the first time I had a reaction like that ever.
Has anyone else ever told you that you have resting bitch face?
I don't think anyone's ever told me specifically, but I know that I have it. Like, I even told this. I told this story on the men's room, like, last year, like, literally the day after it happened. So it's just kind of funny that, you know, still thinking about
here
it.
Here we are, yeah. Have you tried smiling more?
Sometimes it's difficult nowadays.
I feel you. That would be such a weird thing, too, if you just saw somebody at the workplace and you could tell they're forcing a smile to try and make people feel comfortable around them.
Also, did you get a new job? You hated your job that much?
Yeah, I'm currently working a completely different job right now.
So no dead grandmas anymore.
Old
Alan the grandma killer over here.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, when was the last time someone got pissed off at you, and what did you do that got them so angry?
Well, so I was back in high school, and this was back in 2007, and I was at a wrestling tournament, and I accidentally broke a kid's arm in half. Right above the elbow.
Ooh.
And it was bad. I've never seen or heard anybody scream and shake that much in my entire life. But it was total accident. I didn't try to do it.
Right.
It did a move off his back that he shouldn't have, and, well, it snapped his arm in half.
No, sorry to interrupt, but do you hear the snap? Do you feel the snap? I'm only asking so I can freak Taryn out.
I heard the distinct crack of both of his bones, and I felt it, like, as soon as I pulled him to the mat, I heard and felt the snap. And at first, I thought I broke his neck.
Oh, my boy.
Because he just went limp, and he just started screaming and shaking. So I was like, I stood up, and the ref ran over, and he raised my arm, and I didn't know what happened. I was just like, what's going on? And so about a month later, I'm up. This is back in Michigan. I was up in Kalamazoo at a house party, and I went down to the little 7-Eleven to go get a pack of cigarettes. Well, I seen some of the kids that were at the wrestling tournament, and one of them recognized me and said, "Hey, you broke my buddy's arm at that wrestling tournament." I said, "Yeah, he did a stupid move off his back, and he broke his arm." I was already a few beers in, and he...
This sounds like a plot from a movie.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Karate Kid, like the other side of it.
Well, no. So he sucker punched me in the store, and I was like, no, we're not doing this in this convenience store. Let's go outside. And his buddies were in the car. I ended up getting into a fight with all three of them, and it was rough, but... I ended up with a broken nose, a busted lip, but I knocked two of them out, and the third one decided it wasn't worth it, and he helped his buddies get back in the car, and they drove off. And the guy behind the counter in the convenience store gave me the pack of cigarettes for free.
Oh my God. Did you remind your friends that it's not your fault that their buddy had brittle bones?
Yeah, I just told him, I said, he tried to do a Syracuse off his back, which plants his arm and his palm backwards behind him, and he, you're not supposed to do that, especially if I'm trying to pull you towards me and put your shoulders to the mat, And he was like, I think he was just banking on that I wasn't going to yank him to the mat.
Well, I think the lesson that we've learned now, if we want to go to a convenience store and get something for free, Danny and I, we should stage a fight, but then say, you know, no. Let's take it outside first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll get our free Slurpee.
Exactly.
Yes.